Good morning. I wanted to talk to you guys about just kind of what's going on with the mentality of a lot of people right now, because we're in a very difficult spot. And I'm getting a lot of emails and messages on Facebook to where people are just kind of going, I can't do this anymore. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. My body is done. Emotionally, I'm a wet rag. I just can't do this anymore. And I've even had the question of, why am I still here? I don't get it. What is my purpose? Why am I still on this earth when I'm so miserable? And, you know, and I sit with these and I would love to give some huge esoteric answer. But every time I check in, the answer I get is, because their soul wouldn't want to miss this. And it would be a shame to end it now. And, you know, I'm struggling with this, you know, kind of going, you know, I just feel like it's kind of placating people's pain because people are hurting and they're not thriving in these energies. And as humans, and just as beings, we want to thrive. So as my world does, my outer tends to match what I need in my inner. And so my husband and two of my daughters and my son-in-law went to go conquer a 14-footer mountain. It's quite a conquest to be able to hike to that summit because, you know, there's lack of oxygen. There's a whole lot of things that go into it. And this particular trip was a little bit more daunting because my oldest has a heart condition and had worked up her health to get to the point to where she could actually do this. And my other daughter was 8. So it was really quite a interesting trip as they set out. And so when they get home, I say to my husband, I'm like, how was it? He's like, it was hell. And I was like, why? You know, and he's done some before. So I didn't expect that reaction from him. And he said, we couldn't see anything. The fog was so thick, you literally could lose somebody like 5 feet in front of you. And he said, so you just kept going on. You just kept following the trail and following the trail. And then he said, you know, the only thing that kept them hanging on was the occasional person coming down saying, you've almost got it. Just hang in there. Or somebody, you know, that they would come across on a side trail being like, you're not too far. Just keep going, just keep going. And it was those little bursts of encouragement that helped keep them going. But at one point, my husband said they all wanted to like scream mutiny on him. And he is like, okay, he goes, you guys sit here, rest, eat a snack, drink your water. I'm going to run ahead and see what I can see. So he runs ahead and turns out the summit was a half a mile away. And so he was all excited. He said he was screaming and hollering and they couldn't hear him. So he had to come all the way back down the mountain a half mile, grab them and say, we would have kicked ourselves if we had stopped now. And so he dragged them all the way up to the top of the summit. And, you know, they took their pictures and there was just this sense of like, oh, we made it. It took them 8.5 hours to go 6 miles. So really grueling. Grueling on the body, grueling on the emotions and the mind. But he said the hardest part was you couldn't see where you were going. You couldn't see that summit. So it was like you had no reference point for the goal. And as he's telling me this, I'm like, that's us. That's just the whole ascension process. We can't see the summit. We have no idea where we're going because the fog is so thick. And what we rely on is the synchronicities. We rely on the, you know, the certain bursts of energy that come in that make us feel good. And then we keep going and we keep trudging and we keep going forward and going forward because we know the summit is there. We know the goal is obtainable. And the goal for everybody is so different because what one person will consider ascension, for another person, they're like, nope, I'm going even further. I'm going to do another 14er that's even more difficult. So it really just depends on the person and what their soul path is. But my point of this is, I know you're tired. I know that it's confusing. I know that there's just part of you that's like, I don't ever want to hear another channeling. I don't want to see another blog. I don't want anything to do with this crap anymore. And yet, you know you can't stop. So you have to keep going. And just know that we always get that little burst whenever we need it. And we are nearing the summit. And what that means as far as timeline-wise, I can't give you that. But I know that as a collective, we are moving fast. Things are changing very, very quickly. You just have to see it. And I had a client yesterday who said she can tell when she's bouncing frequencies because the worlds look different. And she's doing her best to maintain the higher frequencies and honor that side of herself because she prefers that world better. And I get that completely. And I can tell too. I can tell when my mood and my energy have shifted and my frequency's gone down. And I can tell by what I see around me. So be observant. Pay attention. Look for the signs. Look for the people coming down the mountain saying, you're almost there. You're almost there. Because that's what we have to go on here. It's faith and it's trust. So I hope this message finds you well and gives you a little bit of solace. So just know, we're almost there. Just hang in there a little bit longer. Till next time.